my first stint of 6 months at Filton, I went into number one DO, which was up the top, and I worked with a guy called Brian Raybould. He was designing a missile for shooting down ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. The perceived enemy was Russia. And we knew Russia had these missiles that they could fire over to this country with nuclear warheads. And Brian Raybould and his team, a very small team, it was a guy called John Pegram and me, I was the apprentice. We were looking at this missile. We used the punched cards that they used for working out the Bloodhound, what we call trajectories, which is the, you know, the flight path of it. We were using those punch cards with the big IBM computer that was in a building called the Odeon, just opposite, to work out how this brand new missile was going to work. It was my job to take these punch cards over to the computer girls every day and plot out graphs of the results the next day when I got them back. It really was amazing because this was 1957 and the team decided that it was almost an impossible thing to shoot down these incoming missiles. And that if it was going to be done, you could only actually defend a very small area. You couldn't defend the whole of London. You could only defend a very small area. As soon as you saw the incoming missile, you would fire off one of your defending missiles. And 30 seconds later, you had to fire off another one. And 30 seconds later, you'd fire off another one. And you had to do this so that once you identified the target, you'd got one of your defending missiles in the right position. And that is exactly the same as the voice. Very nearly the same as the American Patriot missile today. So that here we are, what, 50 years later, that technology, they've managed to do it.